All right, so my name is Cindy, and there's going to be one of two things will be on my tombstone. The first choice is going to be, oh, how hard can that be? Because that'll probably be the thing that killed me. Or I told you I was sick, because nobody believes a lot of the things I have to say about my past jobs, and I'm very nervous. So anyway, I was born at the end of the baby boom generation, so that makes me kind of a woman's liver. And so from 17 until 35, I spent my working career in a hard hat and steel-toed boots, and you have no idea. I worked in the Tacoma sewer plant for 7 years, and I did go in those pipes. I did dress down. I was pregnant with a mask on my face, trying not to barf inside my own, you know, air supply. Because if I told them I was pregnant and I couldn't go in there, they would fire me. But that's not why I'm here. So my first job was in a factory making fuel tubes for nuclear reactors. My second hard hat job was working at a nuclear reactor as an operating nuclear reactor operating technician. My third hard hat job was in Massachusetts working in a boiler plant where I worked for a guy that, he was like 180. He had 6 months to live for at least 8 years, and he had about four fingers between two hands, and he drug around an oxygen tank, and he did everything in his power to kill me on the job. The job after that was at the largest power-producing coal-fired plant in Massachusetts, where I worked for a year and a half. It was an awesome job, but that was, you know, not good for the environment, and it was bad. So we get back over to the West Coast, where I think there's sanity, where there might be people who don't hate me on the job because I'm a woman, and, you know, because I've fought a lot of stereotypes all the time. And I recently got a new hip. You know, I'm 55, by the way, so I'm not super old, but I blame needing a new hip for having to run circles around men for 17 years trying to prove that I was good enough, right? So anyway, then I ended up in Bremerton at the Navy plant there, working in their boiler room, and then I ended up down here at the city of Tacoma, which was my last hard hat job. In 1995, I quit after a lawsuit, and I went home and became a full-time mother, which I had no effing clue what to do. I had no idea how to be a mom, no idea how to clean a house, how to do any of that stuff. And I thought, what the hell am I going to do next? So, you know, I never had a job more than 3 years, except for that seven-year job, which was a soul-sucking experience. And I thought, oh my God, when I was in high school, I wanted to be a reporter. So I thought, well, you know, how hard can that be? So, you know, I wrote a letter to the newspaper, and I said, listen, I know a lot about a lot of things, but I'm not an expert. So why don't you just let me try it? And if I suck, just tell me, and I won't, you know, I'll quit. I'll go do something else. But they gave me jobs, and they let me go, and they, you know, they let me keep working and working. Pretty soon I was on staff, and I took a pay cut because, you know, that's how it goes. And then after I got my soul sucked out by caring too much, because a community newspaper is a 24/7 job. Can't go anywhere. Everybody wants to tell you things that you should write a newspaper story about. And I have to tell, Megan was a big inspiration for me as I was learning how to write, because I would listen to her on the radio, and I would listen to the important parts of her stories, and I would try to include that. And I won awards, writing awards, in the Washington State partly because of you. So thanks. Now I'm choking up. All right. So anyway, I quit that job, and I went to work for the city of Yelm for 2 years. They stuck me in a closet. It just about killed me. I quit that. Well, they laid me off. Okay, I didn't quit. I would have quit. They laid me off. And so then I was on unemployment for a while. And last year, at this time, I had four jobs. I freelanced. I worked in a grocery store. I sold heaters at a heater place. And I stood on the side of the road with a corn cob hat on my head, waving for a corn maze. And so, you know, it's never too late. Switch around, do what you can. The only thing I've stayed with and and stuck with my whole entire life is the fact that I've been married for 31 years next week to that guy right there. Thank you.